Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, the Society's Metahuman slash Mutant, Dakota Morgan, and welcome to issue number 5 of Comic Chronicle. Now, I want to thank you guys for joining us today for our little episode where we are going over the week's TV shows based on comic books, which are fucking great, might I add, just to start off today. Now, it is as I record this to you guys in Phoenix, Arizona. 1/25/2017 on the Wednesday, so all the shows have aired, luckily, because Legends is on a new time slot. In case you guys didn't know, it follows The Flash at 8 o'clock. So that is makes life easier for all of us instead of having to wait fucking week for it. Now, the shows this week, guys, we are looking at the mid-season premieres. It starts off, we're looking at the mid-season premiere of Supergirl, Flash, Legends, and Arrow. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gotham already had theirs, but today was the this week was the mid-season premiere of all those shows. Now, the sad news is Gotham is having its mid-season finale for some, it's a winter finale that I like to call it. Don't know fucking why, they do this every fucking time. It's one of the few problems I have with the, that's the first show we're going over first, is Gotham. Like, that's the fucking, that's the only really thing to get pissed off about with them, the fewest of things. But the one thing I have is that they do these goddamn breaks, and I love Gotham. In case you're working on Gotham one or any of these shows, I fucking love your shows, guys. There's some bad things, there's some bad episodes, there's some bad seasons. I'm not gonna mention names, but the show's overall, come on, they're fucking phenomenal. So I don't want to judge, like, say the show's absolute shit. I will if the episode is, but this week, guys, phenomenal. But getting back on, guys, first up is Gotham. Like I said, we're looking on in the episode this week is the return of Jerome. Now, Jerome is the Joker, or the young version of the Joker, and he's wrecking fucking shit, ladies and gentlemen. He's wrecking fucking shit. He is what you want. Like, when you hear young Joker, you're like, oh, all right. But he's what you want times 10. Like, you look at him, and it's like, fuck, have my children. Like, oh, it is great, and it was him coming back from the dead. Okay, first up, spoilers in this fucking episode, in this issue here, spoilers. If I say any, I just want to warn you guys now, there will be at least maybe some spoilers said, and just fair warning, I'm just going to try to sum them up though for you guys. Now, if I accidentally give a spoiler out, that doesn't mean there's going to be a spoiler, but if I accidentally say something, fair warning now, guys. Full disclosure, right here, right now. You can't sue my ass, so don't even bother getting a fucking lawyer. Plus, I'm broke. Alright. So, Jerome comes back, and he is full-on Joker vibe. Just full-on Joker vibe. And he, even as you can tell from other stuff, he does the move from New 52 Joker, where he has his face cut off, and then he staples it back on, or uses his belt to put it back on, so he looks more horrific as shit. But, let's just say, guys, Joker has been halfway born. He's at his halfway point. He just needs Batman. He needs Bruce to grow up and to dump an Ace Chemicals plant. And there you go. We have full-on Joker. Right now, he's halfway fucking born. He's going after Bruce Wayne and whatnot. But this one is the return and his cult. The Joker, well, the Jerome cult, they call it. They even have a nod with a bloody Joker card and whatnot. Fantastic. Wants you big, gives you begging for more. And I'll say what you want about Gotham, but they have their fucking every show has their times where they have bad stuff happen in a bad season or a bad episode or whatnot, whatever you want to say. And I will admit Gotham has its fair share too, as every other show does. But still, it is begging. Gotham has been phenomenal. They have all stepped it up a notch. Even Arrow, we'll get to that later. Now, next up, we're looking at the mid-season premiere of Supergirl, guys. It had a very strong comeback, and it was titled Supergirl Lives in honor of Kevin Smith, who worked in the failed Superman movie, the Superman movie that never was, Superman Lives. He directed it. Obviously, Kevin Smith, oh, phenomenal guy, and whatnot. Big fan of Kevin Smith here on the channel. So, well, on the podcast and whatnot, too, it's just, whew, that's a conversation for itself. Conversation for itself, but his daughter Harley Quinn Smith was a kid that was missing one out, so she got to star in it for a little bit as well. Strong comeback, you know. Part of the shows when they make you feel hope, same as the Flash and sometimes Arrow, but Supergirl and Flash, they give you like this hope and joy and whatnot, and it makes you escape. And that's what I love. That's what it was great. I mean, this was Supergirl was great. It made you escape for a little bit and whatnot. and it made you love it. And Supergirl is a really, I can't spoil it. I don't want to spoil it right now. Even though I gave disclosure, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to ruin it. It is a strong season, this. If you're a fan of the Superman family, watch it. Watch it. You will not be disappointed with it. And just because you could be a 50-year-old guy, you can still fucking watch Supergirl. It doesn't matter, guys and gals. It does not matter. Watch the show. It is fantastic. So as mid-season premiere, strong episode. Strong episode indeed. Now, mid-season premiere, The Flash was up the next day. And we're looking at a great comeback as well. It was a little bit slow in some parts, I'm not going to lie. But overall, it ended phenomenally too, to say the least. Flash, like always, ends phenomenally, and it does a great job. And it's a damn good show. People give their fair share of complaints, but in all honesty, guys, I'm talking to you haters right now, directly. Fuck you. It's not fun. It's not cool to hate on DC, because it's now fad to hate on DC. You know, knock off the shit. This is phenomenal work that they're doing here. It is the, as Kevin Smith puts it, it's the Lord's work. Praise Jeff Johns and all them, and Jeff Loeb and all them. Just praise them, because this shit right now, it's bringing what we love to life. They make you care. They make you do all this stuff, especially on Flash. You do, and you see this crazy ass shit. Yeah, there's some repeats, there's some slow parts in it, but every show's gonna have a couple episodes. It's not gonna be action packed 24/7 here. It's still great. And might I add, Flash was also a little bit sad in some parts, so it really got the emotional factor going. It was like, no, don't do it. It was, yeah, you don't, you if. If they do what they're hinting at doing right now, oh, I will cry so hard. There'll be riots. I won't say what it is. Tempted to, but I won't say what it is, guys. I love you. Alrighty, so, and the same day, believe it or not, we also had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right after that. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has its fair share of shit given to it by fans, but this season with Ghost Rider stories ended, but they have the LMD storyline, not spoiling it. My God, it has gotten really dark, which is always a plus, which is pretty nice, because they were only able to do that because I think the time slot moved a little later, but it's becoming really dark. It's plot twisting, it's edge of your seat story. It makes you like wondering, like, what the hell's going on? Like, you just don't know what to expect anymore, ladies and gents. You do not know what to expect. You try and try and try. And let me tell you, this is this, their storyline with May they have going on right now is fantastic. And I'm not here to blow these shows. If it's going to suck, I'll tell you. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been doing really great stuff. I'm not going to lie. They have been doing really great stuff. And they use Ghost, and they use Robbie Ray as Ghost Rider very fucking well. So, I will admit, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., fantastic. Now, criticize me all you want for that. I'll take it. I don't give a shit. Also, this episode is good. I like this episode. I'm not saying the entire all the seasons are good. I'm not going to say everything's super, super good, because not everything's going to be super, super good. Not everything's perfect. Forget it. We live in that world, ladies and gentlemen. We live in that world. So, next up, right after, this was right after Flash. But right after Flash, right before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is The Legends of Tomorrow. Now, it was very phenomenal mid-season premiere of that show, because it features a young George Lucas. And to sum it up very nicely without spoiling, they used a young George Lucas to show how Star Wars and Indiana Jones affected the modern present day, as big as it does, and it affects it with people and whatnot in everything we do and love. It affects of who we are. Star Wars and Indiana Jones is what George Lucas gave us, but he shaped the modern world. As Stan Lee and the men and women who created the DC icons, Stan Lee who created the Marvel Universe, and George Lucas, they are all deserve to be on a Mount Rushmore. Because even in this episode, they make you realize it. Because it's true, and they make you realize in this episode of who you are has been determined by these set of movies, and it is phenomenal how they do it and whatnot. Makes you, like, a real out-of-experience sort of thing. And to see a young George Lucas is funny as shit, I'm not gonna lie. So, I mean, think about it, guys. I want you, that's your homework. I'll give you homework, and you're going to say, fuck you and homework, but that's your homework for today. And not really homework, just think about it for a minute here. Press pause on the podcast, but then press play. Think about it. How well has Star Wars or Indiana Jones affected your life? It's all affected us in some way, big, small. We've all been affected. It's how has it shaped your life into what you've become or what you want to become? I will admit it's affected me in big ways. Not gonna lie here. So guys, out of that sentimental moment, we're moving forward. Alright. On one little tidbit about the other legends, there was a lot of Star Wars nods, so expect a lot of Star Wars nods and little cliche stuff in that. That I will give. There was a lot more Star Wars in there that I kind of wanted it to be. It's like, That one I'll give the legends on that one. Good storyline went up, a little bit too heavy on the Star Wars nods and puns. Next up was one that I just got done watching this a little bit ago, was Arrow, the mid-season premiere. Now this one, they're introducing shit from The Flash and they're bringing it over. And there's a character we haven't seen, but we've seen her actor, and, well, we've seen the... It's, really tough to fucking say. I'm just going to say, Ertulora Lance. The Ertulora Lance worked with Zoom in Flash, in the last season of Flash, and she's pure fucking evil, and she has the Canary Cry power, such as Black Canary has in the books, but was never given to the regular Laurel Lance for some odd fucking reason. Who knows? Who knows? But... is the Ertulora Lance, and is basically the rebirth of Black Canary, and they're trying to bring future episode one thing, they're going to be bringing back Black Canary into Arrow TV show, which is phenomenal, because you can, as they put it, the producers and all of them, and the writers of the show, they all agreed onto this one simple fact: you can't have a Green Arrow show without Black Canary. They're inseparable, they are the relationship couple of DC everyone wants to be. She is what makes Green Arrow Green Arrow, and you have to have that. You have to. But won't go into spoilers at least for that. But everyone knows it was caught up on Arrow, knows what happened to Laurel Lance, the regular Laurel Lance. But with Arrow 2 stuff and whatnot, everyone's freaking out. So it's really great to see new things on Arrow. And then Prometheus still in there. You're still trying to figure out, like, is Prometheus who said, is if Prometheus really who we think he is and whatnot? Which, knowing how the shows have been in the past with all of them by Greg Berlanti on them and Andrew Kreisberg, it's not who we think it's going to be. It's going to be someone totally fucking different. My money's still on Tommy Merlin. Just putting it out there, Tommy Merlin. Alrighty, guys. So I just want to do a little side note on here, too. And if any of you guys can get me on one of these shows, I will pay you $600 blooming dollars if you can get me on this one of these damn shows. Just a little asking favor. One out if you listen to the podcast, see if maybe you can give me a little nod or something like that. Please. I'll take any of them, any of these shows. I could be killed. I could be in the background. I could be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't give a fuck. As long as I get to be on the shows, one of these shows, help contribute to what comic fans... I just want to help give back. You know, comics have given me so much. I want to give back to the comic community and whatnot. And then maybe inspire some other people, as comic books have inspired me and the TV shows have inspired me as well. And inspired countless and millions of other people through the TV shows and comics. As I can tell you guys, right now, this week, phenomenal mid-season premieres and also good episodes of shows. There was some little tad bits in there that were pretty bad. I did mention those, so I'm not blowing them all entirely here. I'm not sucking the cock like that. No. There was bad things, too. But overall, A+. Well, we'll give it A. Because all the weaknesses went out. We'll give it a strong A. A very strong A for this week, guys. That is the rating for this week on the shows and whatnot overall. Now, if it's an overall a D or an F, holy fuck. Like, how are these shows renewed? But I'm going to tell you guys. Check them all out. Gotham, Supergirl, Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Legends of Tomorrow, and Arrow. You know, and stay tuned for more, actually, because we're going to have a upcoming one of the Legion season premiere, the X-Men TV show that's coming out. Well, one of the X-Men Universe TV shows, Legion, which is premiering February 8th, I believe. So expect an episode on that premiere and what we expect for the rest of the show and how the show is and whatnot. That would be an extra long episode. So expect that, guys. And expect also you might be having to co-host my sister herself, Cheyenne Morgan. You'll have her maybe on here sometime soon too, guys. So stay tuned for anything. And if you have any other things you want me to comment on, if you want me to cover or whatnot, go ahead and tweet me or send me a message at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. I'll always respond, or maybe not respond if it's something threatening or whatnot. So thank you guys as always. Just wanted to say thank you once more. And stay classy, Coast City.